The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 6, Text 2. Atma Ishwaraha, the Master of the Soul,
the Super Soul,
Sruhut, the best well-wisher and friend. Jatha hi purusha se ha visnu padupa sarpanam jade sasarbhutanam priyatmeshwara sruhut. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The human form of life affords one a chance to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living beings. Repeat translation. The human form of life, affords one, a chance to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. The devotional service is natural. Because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living beings, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Bhaktarum jagnatapasam sabbaluka maheswaram, Sridham Sribhutanam Gyantamam Shanti Ngrachana. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Simply, by understanding these three facts, the Supreme Lord Vishnu is the proprietor of entire creation, and that is the best well-wishing friend of all living entities, and that is supreme enjoyer of everything, one becomes peaceful and happy. For this transcendental happiness, the living entity has wandered throughout the universe in different forms of life and different planetary systems. But because he has forgotten his intimate relationship with Vishnu, he has merely suffered life after life. Therefore, the educational system, the human form of life, should be so perfect that one will understand his intimate relationship with God or Vishnu. Every living entity has an intimate relationship with God. One should therefore glorify the Lord in the adoration of Santaros, revive his eternal relationship with Vishnu as a servant of Dasyaros, a friend in Sakhyaros, a person in Vatsalya Ros, or a conjugal lover in Madhurya Ros. All these relationships are on the platform of love. Vishnu is the center of love for everyone, and therefore the duty of everyone is to engage in loving service of the Lord. As stated by Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhagavata 3:25-38, Jai Sangaham Priya Atma Sutasya Sakha Guru Shrudo Daivam Ishtam. In any form of life, we are related with Vishnu, who is most beloved, the Supreme Son, Friend, the Super Soul, Son, Friend, and Guru. Our eternal relationship with God can be revived in the human form of life, and that should be the goal of education. Indeed, that is the perfection of life and perfection of education. Prahlad Maharaj says, the human from life affords one a chance to turn home back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to Lotus Feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all living beings. First thing, in purport, Prabhupada says, peace formula. One can get peace. Bhaktaru jagdantapasam sarvaloka maheswaram sridam sribhutanam jnantamam shanti ruchati. The sages knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets, demigods and benefactor of and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Three things. Simply understanding these three facts. Number one, Supreme Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the proprietor of entire creation. Second thing, he is the best well-wishing friend of living entities. Third thing, he is the supreme enjoyer of everything. One becomes peaceful and happy. This is peace formula. Unless one understands these three things, cannot get peace, isn't it? Why? The people of the world cannot get peace. Isn't it? Why? They don't know this thing, isn't it? They don't know this thing. Therefore they cannot get peace. So you should know. Supreme Lord, Vishnu or Krishna, is the proprietor of everything, is the sole proprietor. Number thing, he is the only enjoyer, supreme enjoyer. Number three, he is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities, isn't it? But people of this material world are cultivating temporary material things, isn't it? In other words, they are cultivating the things that cannot give them peace. How can they get peace? Though they want peace, still they cannot get peace. They don't know how one can get peace, the peace formula. Do you follow? So, peace and not peace, or shanti. Peace is shanti, not peace. What you say in English? Shanti, not peace, or what you say?
Disturbance?
No. Arre Baba, not peace. Anxiety means udbega. Udbega. No peace. All right. What is no peace? What do you know by that? What do you understand by that?
Suffering.
Arre Baba. The thing that is temporary. There's not eternal. As for example, this body. This metal body is temporary. It's not eternal. This material world is not eternal. It is temporary. These are all material things, therefore these cannot give you peace. This is no peace. Ashanta vastu. If you want to get peace, what you have to do? What do you have to do? Bolo. Bolo. Bolo, bolo.
Serve the eternal supreme Lord.
If you want to get peace, then you have to go such a sadhu and mahajan. who is the seer of the truth. Understand me? Tato drashta. Huh? Who is the seer of the truth? The seer of Bhagavan. You have to go to him. Yes. And you have to hear from him. Otherwise, how can you understand Bhagavan Krishna? Can you understand Bhagavan Krishna? Huh? By dint of material knowledge, merit intelligence, Mr. Vicks? No, you can't. Understand? You have to go and approach. So sadhu mahajan, guru, who is the seer of truth, who is the seer of Bhagavan. And you have to hear from him. Yes. Is it? Otherwise, how can you understand this thing? What they say? What sadhu mahajan say? Huh? Bolo.
Surrender to the Supreme Lord.
Satyam sivam sundaram. Understand? Satyam sivam sundaram. Huh? Sadhu mahajan say like that. That means Supreme Truth is Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna. That is satyam. Understand? Huh? He is peaceful. Bhagavan is peaceful. Understand? Blissful. Peaceful, blissful. Huh? Source of peace. He is source of peace. Huh? Bhagavan is Supreme Truth, Satya. Is Sivadam means all auspicious and Sundaram, all beautiful, all blissful, all pleasurable, Anandamaya, Sanmaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. Understand my language? Mr. Vicks, you understand? Try to understand. This is very high. Just hear now and chant Hare Krishna. Later, if your consciousness will be purified, then you can understand. And these are all transcendental words. Just open your ear. Just let them enter into it. That will give you peace and bliss also. Understand, Mr. Biggs? Yes.
Yes.
And he is the object of love. Yes. Bhagavan, Vishnu or Krishna is the object of love here. But Lord Maharaj says this. Prabhupada, purpose says. And we have every living entity has perfect, eternal, loving relationship with Lord Krishna or Vishnu, isn't it? Huh? Perfect, eternal, perfect, loving relationship we have, every living entity. Huh? Unless we establish that relationship with the Lord, how can we get peace? Can you?
No.
Cannot. You have not established that relationship. You established temporary relationship, bodily relationship. Body, mental body, temporary. Here, material one. Therefore, how can you get peace? Though you want peace. Bolo. Though you want peace, how can you get peace? Unless you establish your perfect eternal loving relationship with Supreme Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Your spirit soul, yes. You are eternal, but body is temporary. Isn't it? Nitya nityanam. One supreme eternal is there. Many minute eternals are there. Atma. Atma is eternal. What is eternal, that is santa, that is peaceful. What is temporary, that is no peace, asanta. Simple formula. Understand me? Simple formula. So atma is eternal, that is peaceful. But body is not eternal, temporary, that is not no peace. If you remain in bodily conditions of life, how can you get peace? Worst of them, all are here in bodily conditioned life. How can they get peace? Though they want peace. Understand my language, Mr. Vicks?
Yes.
Yes, this is philosophy. And object of love is Krishna and Vishnu. Do you understand? Huh? That Krishna is Vishnu is supreme eternal. Huh? Supreme eternal. It is not temporary. So, soul is peaceful, but body, mind, intelligence, material nature, and the things created by material nature are all temporary. They are no peace, asanta vastu. Understand? Huh? Understand? They were not previously. Just in present time they are, and future they won't be. But eternal, it was in past, it is in present, it will be in future. That is eternal. That is peaceful. Huh? Understand my language? Huh? So, this material body is temporary, khyana bhangura. Any moment it may finish, death may come. If you can engage this temporary material body in the loving service of Supreme Eternal, who is peaceful and blissful, then you can get peace. Understand my language? You understand, Mr. Biggs, what I say? Try to understand. Veda says, what says? What is temporary material things, as this material body and material mind, the people of this material world try to get some happiness through this, peace through this, and therefore whatever happiness and pleasure they cultivate through this material body and mind, that is temporary. It's not eternal. Do you understand? And consequence is what?
Unlimited misery.
They are all subject to destruction, isn't it? Temporary. Material world, in Sanskrit it is say, what does it say? Sansara. Last evening we are singing Bhakti Vinaya, sansar sansar kari miche gala kal, lavana hoilo kichu otilo junjal, isn't it? Sansar, sansarati, sansarati sansar, that means is always changing. Do you understand? It's always changing. Yes. What you see today, tomorrow you see, it's changed. Yes, it's sansar, sansarati. Your body is changing. Every moment. Isn't it? Dehinosminjathadeh kaumarum jauvanam jara tadhadehantara prapti dhirastatva namuhyanti. Krishna says that thing in Gita. 45 years old, Mr. Bhiks?
59.
Oh, about 59 years old. His body is 59 years old body. 59 years ago that body was there?
No.
No, baby body, baby. This, oh, baby, this body. This much. Now this body, 59, changing. Isn't it? Kauma dehino svindadadehi kaumarum jauvanum jara. Tadha dehantara prapti dhira sattva namuhyati. Dhira, who understands this thing, he never, becomes bewildered. He said, this is the nature of this body, to change after it will die, finish. dwindle, then finish. Huh? Whatever, Mr. Biggs, when you are a boy, 5-year-old boy, huh? What type of body you have?
Very small body.
Small body, yes. But whatever pleasure, ananda you are getting at that time, are you getting this time?
No.
No, that's not there. Murali Krishna's daughter was 5-year-old, 3-year-old, whatever ananda she is getting, after 10 years, she won't get that type of ananda. It's changing, all changing. Do you follow me? Then when 59 years old body now, Mr. Big Sayat, dwindling, Jamaraj issuing summons, all right, I am going to you, take you. Death is approaching. Do you follow? So, he's always afraid of death, what will come, where is ananda for him? Always afraid, day and night death is coming, Baba. Doctor says, you cannot survive. Finished. Do you understand? But soul is eternal. What is eternal? That is santavastu, peaceful. That is blissful. Upanishad says, what? Atma bhavare drashtavyo srutavyo mantavyo nididhya sitavyo. Understand? Upanishad says, topmost person of Veda is Upanishad. Then the Upanishad says like, Atma bhavare drashtavyo srutavyo mantavyo nididhya sitavyo. That means, if you want to get constant peace, constant bliss, constant happiness, constant pleasure, then you have to see the soul. Understand? You have to see the soul. You have to hear and meditate upon soul and super soul, Vishnu or Krishna. Understand? Then you'll get peace, bliss, constant peace, bliss, pleasure, happiness. Understand? How can one see the soul? How can one see the soul? Very minute. Soul is so minute. Kesagra satadha. Upanishad says, take the tip of the hair, make it 100 deep parts. Then take one part, again make it 100 parts. That is the dimension of the soul. How it is so subtle? How can one see it?
Consciousness.
What?
Consciousness.
Consciousness. You see the consciousness?
Well, there's life, so that means there must be soul.
Oh, yes. As long as Atma soul is there, your this material body, with a clump of dead matters, isn't it? Become conscious. Thereby you can see soul or understand the presence of the soul. Understand me? Otherwise, you cannot see it. You can understand the presence of the soul, but it's a conscious. Yes, metal body has become conscious. Yes. As for example, there is fire in a log of wood, isn't it? In wood, there is fire. Do you see fire in the wood? But fire is there. If you take 2 pieces of small lot and rub it, then fire will come out. Isn't it? But apparently you cannot see the fire, but fire is there. Similarly, soul is there. in this material body. How this material body has become conscious? Because the presence of the soul. The soul gets out, this is a dead body, clump of dead matters, this will decompose. Yes. This, in that way you can see or understand the presence of the soul. Huh? You understand? Birds, bees, insects, they cannot understand the subject matter, soul and super soul, but a human being can. Human being can, because your consciousness is a superior type of consciousness. Therefore, the real actual human birth is meant for that, to understand the soul and super soul, Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna, cultivate Krishna consciousness. I was saying that thing last night, you are giving food to the body, because body has these four types of demands, eating, sleeping, defending and mating. So you have to give food to this body. Unless you give food to the body, what will happen to body? Body will become weak, skinny, and at last die. Similarly, the soul has food, but you don't know what the food of the soul, what is soul's food. Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha is the food for the soul. But how many are interested in that food? They don't know. They know only body, and only that food they require, and toiling hard like an ass, how to earn money and make nice arrangements for eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Isn't it? But they know the soul. Similarly, if you don't give food to the soul, what will happen to soul? Soul will become weak. Then soul will never die, because there is no death to soul. The body has death. But soul has no death. It's eternal. Soul will become weak. And again, what will again happen? It will develop material consciousness. It won't give food to the soul. If it give food to the soul, then it will develop Krishna consciousness. That is what you should understand. And those who are in bodily consistent life, the whole world, mostly, all are toiling hard work and money, money, money to make nice arrangements, eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Then nice, houses, the building, wooden house, this is not good. Not good. So hot, so cold during winter. No. Nice pakka house build and fit in, what is this? AC arrangements you have to do. Then during summer, no hot. Winter, no cold. AC. Air condition. Fit in the electric. Fan, light, so many things. So much money is required. Washing machine, freezer, heater, this and that. Fittings to give comfort to this body. Yes. So much money is required. And also you have to pay taxes for it. Electric tax, water tax, house rent. Then car is required, car license, this and that. So many taxes you have to give. For this body only. Bodily comfort. I have to give, making arrangements for eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Are you paying taxes for sunlight? But you are paying taxes for this electric light. Are you paying taxes for sunlight? You are a fool. It is pre-supply. Supreme Lord has made such arrangement. Do you follow? For making arrangement, food, eating, sleeping, defending, mating, you are toiling so hard, making so many arrangements, paying so many, so much taxes. But you should understand for the arrangement of food, no need of paying taxes, Baba. No taxes, no tax, huh? Krishna katha, Hari katha, Bhagavata katha, huh? It's food for the soul. Do you follow? All Mahajanas, Narada, Vyasa, Sukha, Prahlad, they have kept such nice food for us. Already kept, it's already kept. And no need of spending money, no need of paying taxes, Baba. Are you paying taxes? You can, you won't pay, you are not paying taxes for sunlight. Similarly, no need of taxes for making arrangement of food for the soul, Baba. But you are paying so much heavy taxes, making arrangement of food for the body. Understand me? Huh? So, how can you get real pleasure and peace then? Huh? Huh? So, those are devotees, they understand this thing. They always keep themselves engaged in loving service of the Supreme Lord. They understand we have perfect eternal loving relationship with the Lord. Yes. Bhakti is the, what's a real asset. Bhakti is a real asset. Dhana. Bhakti is a real asset, dhana. But all are busy in acquiring this material wealth and asset that's subject to destruction, temporary, toiling hard day and night. And if they lose it, what happens? They cry, day and night cry, I lost everything. My bank balance is lost, my capital is lost. I invested such $100,000. This business is failed, finished. Then he cried day and night, then heartbreaker dies. For temporary things. But you have perfect loving relationship with the Lord, Vishnu, Krishna, this verse says. Prahlad Maharaj says, and in purport Prabhupada says, Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the object of love. Object of love, isn't it? Huh? Do follow? So bhakti is the dharma of the soul, swarupa dharma, not the dharma of the body or mind. You understand? Understand my language? Bhakti is not dharma of the body or mind. Bhakti is the dharma of the soul. You follow? That is real asset, dhana. Anya dhana nahi re. Krishna bhakti bina anya dhana nahi re. Bhakti bina Thakur, song one song also. Krishna bhakti bina anya dhana nahi re. Without Krishna bhakti, no other dhana, asset is there. Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakur said, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, dhana, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga. Krishna nama smarana krandana bhakti ei Krishna nama smarana krandana bhakti ei Krishna nama smarana krandana bhakti ei Krishna nama Vrindavanda Thakur, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana. Bhakti is the asset, invaluable asset. Do you understand? Temporary material wealth, there's no asset. Prema dhana vina vyartho daridra jivan, dasakari vetan more deho prema dhana. That is prayer. Oh Lord, I am really poor. Who is not in possession of the real wealth, eternal wealth, that is bhakti, that is priti, prema, is really poor. Mr. Biggs, are you rich or poor?
Right now I'm poor, but I'm trying to become spiritually rich.
Why are you saying so many things? Say, yes, I am poor or yes, I am rich. This is pointed answer. Do you understand? Whether you are poor or rich, what you are?
Right now I'm poor.
He is poor. Yes, I am poor. One was not gotten Krishna prema or prem bhakti, definitely he is poor. Yes. Because I am not in possession of real wealth. Real wealth is bhakti. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana. That is dhana. Real wealth, invaluable wealth, and eternal. That will never be destroyed, Baba. Thief cannot take it away. Understand me? No. But in material wealth you are, thief will come, dacoit will come, they take away. Yes. The body is finished. That is lost to you. That won't go with you. But if one has acquired this bhakti yoga dhana, this prem bhakti, it is eternal, it cannot be destroyed. When this body dies, it goes. This dhamma will go with you. The material world will never go with you. They are all remaining here. Isn't it? Understand? This should understand. Then you should earn the real dhamma. Eternal dhamma, inexhaustible. Prabhupada said this is your permanent bank balance. Inexhaustible bank balance. It will never be exhausted. But Mr. Bhiksha has some bank balance, some thousands of dollars, isn't it? And he's subject to exhaustion. He'll withdraw, then spend, finished. But this is such a dhana, bhakti yoga, it never becomes exhausted. Rather, if you cultivate, if you give more, it will increase. It's such a dhana. If you give away the material wealth, it exhausted. It becomes decreased. But this is such a dhana. If more you give, the more it increases. It's such a dhana. Understand? The real dhana, real asset, real wealth. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana. I am really poor, O Lord, because I am not in possession of real dhana, prem bhakti. My life is, what is it? Vyartha. What is it? Useless. My life has become useless, because I am not on the real dhana. Vyartha daridra jivan. Dasa kari vetan more deha prema dhana. O Lord, please make me your das. I am your das. I must serve you. Do you understand? So, I want what salary? Not dollars, no. No money. Give me prem dhana. Do you understand? Give me prem dhana. That's the real wealth. One has gotten that wealth, is really rich. Prema dhane dhani. Apparently, in this material world, he is very poor. Pauper. Pauper, isn't it? Goswamis, they are saying that thing. What sort of life they are leading? No material wealth at all. Shirakantha bohirbasa. One coping, outer war, tattered rug. One commander. Water pot, nothing, no asset. And spending eka eka ratri eka eka vrikhyatale sayana. Spending one night under one tree, not fixed tree. Under one night this tree, then goes to another tree another night. Such is their life. Very poor, apparently, pauper, suffering. But very rich men. Isn't it? Real rich. Because they have gotten Krishna. Premdana. They have developed Krishna prema. Krishna is the object of love. They have put Krishna in the platform of love. So they are so blissful, so peaceful. Isn't it? So peaceful, so blissful. that one has gotten so much material opulence here, is he peaceful, blissful? He cannot sleep at night for such a life. Cannot sleep at night. Nana manasadhiya khedabhagnu nidra daiva hatartha rasanarushayopi deva ajasma prasunga vimukha yasan sarati. Ahani apratartha karana nisi nisayana nana manasadhiya khedabhagnu nidra daiva hatartha rasanarushayopi deva ajasma prasunga vimukha yasan sarati. Bhagavata 10th canto says, materialistic persons, toiling hard like an ass whole day. What they do from dawn to dusk? They run. I'll go to my office, yes, work there like an ass, earn money. Isn't it? Making nice arrangement for eating, sleeping, defending, mating. So much material, so many material thoughts are hunting his mind. Come back in the evening to his house to sleep, but cannot sleep. Nisi nisoyana, sleepless night. Sleep is not coming. Why? Because so many material thoughts are there. Bhogi. Three types of person cannot sleep at night. Jogi, rogi, bhogi. Understand? Jogi, rogi, bhogi. Jogi, one who does yoga sadhana, he cannot sleep. Yes. Rogi, one has disease, painful, colic pain. Oh! How can he sleep? Some limb is aching, how can he sleep? And bhogi, materialistic person, cannot sleep. Because so many materialistic thoughts coming and hunting his mind, cannot sleep. Accumulated so much black money he has accumulated and put it in bank. You understand? And always afraid of. Some he has kept in the house, afraid of. Thief will come, dacoit will come, kill me or take away. Many plans, projects he has made to earn more money, thinking, oh, that project is there, that project there, that person took money but didn't give. Oh, that is not completed. What happened? Government is trying to catch me, grab me, because he's giving false accounts to government, cheating government. And the government people have eye on him, grab this person, Mr. Biggs. Take out his money. Let me taxes, income tax. So all these thoughts coming. How can he sleep? Bhogi cannot sleep. And to guard his black money, kept a dog. All are keeping dogs here. To guard their black money or material assets, property, wealth, isn't it? So at night they set their dogs free. If dacoits come, thieves come, they'll bark. No sleep is coming by chance. Some little sleep comes, the dog barks. Then he woke up. Thief came, dacoits came, government people came. This sort of life, what sort of life is happy life? Do you understand? Nana manasadhiya khedabhagnu nidra. You see, it breaks. They take so much sleeping pills to get only to sleep. Western world, sleeping pills are used by everyone. They cannot sleep, you see. One statistician has collected statistics. If you collect the sleeping pills used in one night and gather it, then it will become a Himalayan mountain. So much. This what sort of life, materialistic life? Because they have not put Krishna or Vishnu in the object of love. They have put body and bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, friends in the platform of love and try to get some pleasure and happiness. But they fell. They get some little pleasure and happiness, but consequences, unlimited miseries. Huh? Now you should understand the object of love is Krishna, Vishnu. Unless you put Krishna and Vishnu in the platform of love, how can you get peace, bliss, and happiness? Cannot. So, Gita Krishna says, Bhagavata Krishna says, Prithinna javan maiva sudeve namuchyate dehajo yena tavan. Fifth canto Bhagavatam says, five, six. Prithinna javan maiva sudeve namuchyate dehajo yena tavan. As long as you have not developed love for me, Vasudeva Krishna, you cannot even be relieved from this bodily bondage. You understand? Cannot be relieved from this bodily bondage. Then Bhagavata says, Mahajana says, Krishna and Vishnu is the object of love. Soul of the soul, super soul. Lord Hari, Krishna or Vishnu, if you can develop love for Lord Hari, Krishna or Vishnu, then you'll get real peace and bliss. Otherwise, you cannot. Then your human life will be successful. You'll achieve the supreme perfection of human birth. And tenth canto Bhagavatam says, buddhi indriya mana pranam jananga srujat prabhu matrarthancha bhavarthancha atmaneho kalpanayacha. Tenth canto. Tenth canto, 87th chapter. Text 2. You have? Tenth canto, 87th chapter, text 2. Budhindriya mana pranam jananga srujat prabhu matrarthancha bhavarthancha atmaneho kalpanayacha. Do you understand? If you can develop love for Lord Hari with the soul of the soul, super soul, if you can develop love for him, if you can give enjoyment to him, if you can give happiness to him, then your body, your mind, your intelligence, your all senses will get happiness, real happiness, peace and bliss. Understand? Yes, otherwise you cannot get. You follow? Though you want happiness, isn't it? Everybody wants happiness. Isn't it? Understand? But why they are not getting happiness? Follow? Why? They have not made Krishna the object of love. They have not put Krishna in the platform of love. They have put this body, material relations, object of love, and trying to get some happiness. But kshanika, temporary, very short, and consequence is unlimited misery. One should understand, the source of all pleasure, happiness, bliss is supreme. Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna. Yes. Paramananda Swarup. He is Paramananda, he is Supreme Ananda, he is Sajidananda, he is Sarmaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. Understand my language? Understand? So, unless you get that Bhagavan, how can you get peace and bliss? Bolo. Bhagavan Hari or Krishna, how can you get constant peace and bliss? Cannot. Then what is needed to get Bhagavan? Krishna or Vishnu? What is needed? Bhakti. Bhakti stu ananaya labhyo, Krishna said. So another devotion you can get me. You can understand me. Bhakti amang abhijanati. Yes. So bhakti is needed. So how can one get bhakti? Bhakti istu bhagavata bhakta sangyena parijayate. If you do bhakta sangha, association of sadhu bhaktas, Vaishnavas, then you can develop bhakti, isn't it? Huh? If you want to be relieved from this material miseries, unhappiness and distress, what to do? Huh? What to do? Always think of Krishna. Mana mana bhava. Huh? Huh? Keep Krishna in your mind. Understand? Who is all blissful, all peaceful, all beautiful. Huh? Who is Sachidananda, who is Sanmaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. Then you'll get peace, bliss, happiness, constraint. Huh? Isn't it? Follow? Very easy process of keeping him in your mind is to chant his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Do you understand? Always chant, always think of. Huh? Mahaprabhu gave the same instruction. Do you understand? Ah. Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gao Krishna, Nama. Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna,
Gao Krishna, Nama.
Krishna Vinu, Keho Kichu, Nabhaviyo Anu. Krishna Vinu Keho Kichu Nabhaviyo Anu. Jodi Ama Proti Sneho Thake Sova Karo. Jodi Tave Krishna Vyatirikto Nagaibe Aro. Tave Krishna Vyatirikto Nagaibe Aro. Kisayane ki bodhane ki bajagorane. Aharniso Chinta Krishna Balaho Badani. Aharniso Chinta Krishna Balaho Badani. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Madbhakta Majjaji Namaskuru Mangabesyasi. Always think of me, keep me in your mind, become my bhakta, pay obeisances to me, offer worship to me, definitely you will come to me. Only one thing, nothing else. Mahaprabhu says something. Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Ga Krishna. Utter the name of Krishna, sing the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna. Huh? Huh? Krishna Vinu Keho Kichu Nabhaviyo. Don't think anything but Krishna only. That means constant thinking is Krishna. Mind's business is thinking, willing, feeling, thinking, desiring. So, unless you develop love for Krishna, how this stupid mind will think of Krishna? Huh? Huh? Cannot. Cannot. No possibility at all. This is love. Mahaprabhu gives love. Prema purushottama. Krishna prema pradayate. Huh? Jadi ama prati snehata ke savakar, tabe Krishna beti rikta nagaivyar. If you really love me, then you must love my instruction. This is my instruction. Krishna beti rikta nagaivyar. Don't sing anything but Krishna. Understand? Sudhanidhi. Don't sing anything but Krishna only. That is singing, song. Yes. Hmm. Ki sayane, ki bhodane, ki va jagarani. Over ni sa chinta krishna balho bhodane. or Nisa, day and night, 24 hours. Think of Krishna, all conditions, sleeping condition, waking condition, even while taking food. Don't forget Krishna, Baba. How can it be possible? Unless you develop love for Krishna, unless put Krishna in the object, in the platform of love, can it be possible? No. That is it. Mahaprabhu said. Then, you have to always think of Krishna. Prahlada smarane. Prahlada Maharaj was always thinking of Krishna. Only one anga is cultivating smaranam. Smaranam. Parikhita sravane, vayasokhi kirtane, prahlada smarane. Understand? Parikhita Maharaj cultivated one anga, only he heard. Vyasa ki Sukadev Goswami cultivated one anga, only he does kirtan, means spoke about Krishna, Bhagavata. And they got the supreme perfection. And Prahlada Smarani. Prahlada Maharaj always thinking of Krishna. Never forgets any moment. So if you want to get real peace, bliss, happiness, if you want to free yourself from this miseries of this worldly life, material life, you have to always think of Krishna. Yes. Do you understand? Always think of Krishna. How can one? Unless it develops love for Krishna. Can you think of Krishna always? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, That is the verse. Tasyam sulho partho nitya juktasya yogina ananya cetaha satatam jomaṁ smarati nitya saha tasyam sulho partho nitya juktasya yogina. Are you not reading Gita, Baba? Are Baba, read Gita, preach Gita, yes. Ananya cetaha satatam jomaṁ smarati nitya saha tasyam sulho partho nitya juktasya yogina. Most important verse and very easy process. Very easy process. How to get Krishna. Understand Ananta? Ananya cetasadatam jomaṁ smarati nityasa tasyaṁ slopārtha nitya juktasya yogina. Exclusively things of me. Ananya cetasadatam. No other thought. Ananya cetasadatam constantly things of me. Jomaṁ smarati nityasa. Always things of me. O Partha, O Arjuna, Tasyam Sulabha, I am with him. Yes, you will find me there. Yes, we will find me there. Exclusively things of me, constantly things of me, day and night, 24 hours things of me. Never forget me even for a moment. Satara Jukta, who is constantly attached to me, Tasyam Sulabha. I am very easily available. By him, he gets me. Understand? This is very easy process. To think of his name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If you want real happiness, constant happiness, unbroken happiness, unbroken peace and blissfulness, you have to always think of Krishna. Isn't it? Always think of Krishna and always crying in the heart, you have to call him by chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then definitely you get unbroken peace, bliss, happiness. And you're completely relieved from this material miseries. Do you follow me? This is the process. It's always thinking, one has got to develop love for Krishna. He's doing. He's peaceful, blissful. Yes. Happy. He's happy. Yes. All conditions of life. But conditioned souls, materialistic persons, they are not thinking of Krishna, they are not. They have not put Krishna in the platform of love, they have put their body, material body, body relation, wife, son, daughter, so-called friend, and platform love, always thinking. That thing. Sudha mita ramaniva chinta. Their stupid mind thinking of Sutta Mito Ramani. Son, daughter, wife, friend. Yes. Isn't it? Thinking of Krishna. Loitakya has come here from Australia. Thinking of my wife will be, what will be doing. Stupid mind, yes, stupid mind. Yeah. Not thinking of Krishna. Thinking. Sutamita Ramani Vachinta. Therefore, toiling heart and night, and money, thinking money, brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey, stupid mind thinking that thing, acquiring money, hard-earned money, thinking, yeah, so, not thinking Krishna. If they lose it, hard-earned money, what they do? They cry, alas, I lost my money, everything, oh! Day and night only thinking that thing, not thinking Krishna, Crying, sayonis, opening, waking condition, dreaming condition, only thinking money, only crying, I lost my money, everything, Yes. So? But not thinking Krishna, not crying for Krishna, Dipal. Crying for money, loses his heart on money, crying day and night, cannot sleep. But those premi bhaktas, those who have developed love for Krishna, those who have put Krishna in the plate for love, they are always crying for Krishna. When the feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna, they are love. Then you have to cry for Krishna. Yes, cry for Krishna. You should feel the pangs of separation from Krishna. Oh, very short time only he gave me the son, then disappeared, oh, then cry. Most beloved. Who is your most beloved? Why you not cry for him? Do you follow? Mahaprabhu has set up that example. Swayane sopane jagrani. Sleeping condition, waking condition, dreaming condition. All conditions, you have to think of Krishna. Cry for him. No other thought than Mahaprabhu was crying. Mahaprabhu, ideal teacher. He's teaching us. He's setting up this example. You have to cry for Krishna. Unless you cry for Krishna, how can you get Krishna? Do you understand, Mr. Biggs? If you can't cry for Krishna, you cannot get Krishna. Understand? Mahaprabhu was crying. And Chaitanya Bhagavata will find, Krishna Riva Puri Muro Jivana Sri Hari Krishna Riva Puri Muro Jivana Sri Hari Kondi Ke Gela Muro Prana Kori Churi Ato nado kori prabhu dake ucha sure ato nado kori prabhu dake ucha sure kotha gela bap moro chhariya mohare Kothangila bap moro chhariya mohare Krishna ri bapori moro paimu kothai Krishna kothai ei moto Boliya kande na gaura raye এই মত বলিয়া কা নৌর রায় কোথা গেলে পাই মু মুরলী বদন কোথা গলিতে ছাড় শ্বাস কর ক্রন্দন গলিতে ছাড় শ্বাস কর ক্রন্দন চৈতন্য ভাগবত কৃষ্ণ রে বাপরে মোর জীবন শ্রীহরি কৃষ্ণ ও মাই ফাদার ও মাই লাইফ ও কৃষ্ণ ও হরি কোন দিকে গেলে মোর প্রাণ চুরি করি হ্যাঁ হোয়ের ইউ হোয়ার্স হোয়ার ডিড ইউ গো ইউ স্টোল মাই হার্ট অ্যান্ড ইউ ফ্লেড হাওয়ে ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হ্যাঁ সুপ্রিম থিপ ইউ সুপ্রিম থিপ অলাউ হিম টু স্টিল ইউর হার্ট মুরলি Then you can cry. Unless you cry, how can you get Baba? Huh? He's not crying for Krishna. Murali only crying for his wife. Big burden on his head now. And basket is now increasing. One child and second child has come. The third one may come. Basket heavy burden now increasing. Not crying for Krishna. How can you get Baba? Understand, you have to cry. Then Krishna can do anything. Nothing impossible for Krishna. It seems very impossible to him. How can it be such a remote place? How can it develop? Low consciousness, people have low consciousness. I am going out selling sticks, money. impossible. Nothing impossible. There is no such word in dictionary of Krishna, impossibility. Understand, Krishna can do and undo things. Yes, he can make possible, impossible. Understand? Unless you cry for him, how can you get it? Get him, how can you develop? How can you develop it? You have to cry. Yes. Materialistic person cries when he loses his money, loses his dear ones and near ones, he cries day and night. Who is most beloved, who is object of love, why you not cry for him? Understand me? Mahaprabhu, though he is Krishna, but he is teaching us how to cry for Krishna. Understand? কোন দিকে গেল মোর প্রাণ চুরি করি কৃষ্ণ উইথ ডিরেকশন স্টিলিং মাই হার্ট আর্তনাদ করি প্রভু ডাকে উচ্চস্বরে কোথা গেল বাপ মোর ছাড়িয়া মোহরে হ্যাঁ পিডিওসলি ক্রাই হ্যাঁ সৌডিং ওয়ের ইজ কৃষ্ণ ওয়ের ইজ কৃষ্ণ ওই ডিড ইজ রান্না ওয়ে স্টিলিং মাই হার্ট Leaving me alone here? Crying. Krishna re bapare mor. Paimu kothai. Ei mata boliya kandena gauro rai. Oh Krishna, oh my father, oh my most beloved, dearest, where shall I get you? Just saying like this, uttering like this is crying. You understand? কোথা গেলে পাইমু সে মুরলী বদন বলিতে ছাড়ে শ্বাস করি কৃন্দন উইচ ডিরেকশন আই গো ওয়ের শল আই গো অ্যান্ড গেট দ্যাট ফাইন্ড দ্যাট মুরলী বদন কৃষ্ণ টেকিং টু হিজ লিপস মুরলী বদন ওয়ের শল গো অ্যান্ড ফাইন্ড হিম জাস্ট সেইং দিস থিং ইজ ক্রাইং অ্যান্ড ব্রিদিং হেভিলি This is Mahaprabhu, you see, practical teacher. Unless one cry for Krishna, nobody can get Krishna. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana, bhakti ehi Krishna naam smaran krundam. Bhakti yoga is an invaluable asset. Dhana, real asset. Understand? Not material asset. Subject to destruction, material asset. No such dhana is inexhaustible asset. Your permanent bank balance, Mr. Bhiks, earn this. Put in the bank. Permanent, inexhaustible, never exhausted. But your dollars will be exhausted. Do you understand? This is real dhana bhakti, jana. What is bhakti? Krishna nama smarana krundan. Think of Krishna and cry. That is bhakti. Constantly think of Krishna and cry. That is bhakti.
Does Krishna make you cry sometimes at night for him? Make you cry sometimes for him?
Arre Baba, one who has developed love for Krishna, he always cries, day and night. Or Mahaprabhu is crying, yes. Day and night he cries, oh Krishna. He just, for one moment, he gave me darshan, just disappeared. Then he cries, where he go, went out, where he went out, where shall I? He just stole my heart and went out, where shall I? He must cry. Yes. Understand, Mr. Vicks? Yes. Day and night he is crying. Yes. This is bhakti. Bhakti hai Krishna naam smaran krandha. This is bhakti. Pure bhakti, sudha bhakti, prem bhakti. Think of Krishna and cry. That is bhakti. Understand? Yeah. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. He gives this instruction. And he orders. What he does, you understand? When the devotees come, devotees come. Understand? Mahaprabhu was staying, taking sannyas in Purushottam Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham. Have you gone there, Mr. Bhiks?
No.
Come this time. All right? Come to India, come to Bhubaneswar. It's close to Bhubaneswar. 1 hour drive, only 60 kilometers. And visit Purushottam Khetra. All right? Yes, visit. Then how? Otherwise, how can you get mercy of Mahaprabhu? Very dear place of Mahaprabhu. Yes, spends continuously 18 years there. Yes, and he disappeared there, understand? Jagannath Puri Dham, Mahaprabhu staying, taking a sannyas, and devotees from Gaudadesh, Bengal, coming every year. During this Rasa-Yatra time they come, and Mahaprabhu, he had the devotees coming, he gets out from his, this Gambhira. Kasi Mishra's house and goes to welcome them. Do you understand? What he was doing, you understand? Aponigolaro mala sabakare dia nirogolaro mala sabakare dia agya kore Prabhu sabe Krishna gao diya Agya kore Prabhu sabe Krishna gao diya. He goes to welcome them and gives the mala, the garland he has put on his own this neck. You understand? Upon a golar mala sabakare diya. You understand? And when they leave also, he does the same thing. When they leave the devotees, he gets them apone golar mala, his own garland, wearing on his neck, to each one and said, what said? Agya kare prabhu sabhe krishna gao gya. You go and only sing and think of Krishna. That is his order. You understand? Bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, gao Krishna naam. Krishna vinu keha kichu naam hai biva. Utter name of Krishna, chant name of Krishna, sing the name of Krishna. Don't think anything but Krishna. Aprati sneha thake sabakar tabe Krishna vetirikta nagayo. Really you love me? Then I tell you, don't think of anything but Krishna. Don't sing anything but Krishna. Ki swayane, ki bhojane, ki ba jagarane, aharni sa chinta Krishna balavadane. Day and night, 24 hours, all condition, sleeping condition, waking condition, even while taking food, think of Krishna, adore name of Krishna. That is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Understand, Mr. Hicks? Yes. Ei mata subha drushti kari sabha kare mata subha drushti upadesa kahi sabe bale jao ghare উপদেশ কহি সবে মলে যাও রে হি এই মত শুভ দৃষ্টি করি সভাকারে হি কাস্ট হিজ মার্সিফুল গ্লান্স আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড গিভিং দিস ইনস্ট্রাকশন হি কাস্ট হিজ মার্সিফুল গ্লান্স অন ওয়ান অ্যান্ড অল আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড শুভ দৃষ্টি মার্সিফুল গ্লান্স অ্যান্ড গিভস দিস ইনস্ট্রাকশন অ্যালার্ট Go home now, don't forget Krishna. Day and night, 24 hours, think of Krishna, sing the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna. Huh? Do you understand? Don't think of anything but Krishna only. That is instruction. Then you will definitely get constant happiness, peace and blissfulness. Understand? Sudhanidhi, otherwise no, cannot. This is real peace, bliss, happiness. Huh? This is what you should understand. Another point, so many things are here. In the evening I will speak about this topic, Atma Dharma, Mano Dharma. Understand? Atma dharma is pridhir dharma. Eh? Mana dharma is apridhi dharma. I'll speak on that. And another point is, Prabhupada says, goal of education. Eh? Our eternal relationship with God can be revived in human form life, and that should be the goal of education. Indeed, that is the perfection of life and perfection of education. What is real education? What is the perfection of education? These topics I cannot say now. It will take 4 hours. So I leave it for the evening. How far I can say, I don't know. Atma dharma, mano dharma and education. Now I'll speak another thing, this thing I want to speak now. This is what Prabhupada says. I'm just explaining Prabhupada's purpose, nothing else. It needs elucidation. It needs elucidation. Prabhupada just hinted. Only give hint only. Now time has come just to elucidate it. What Prabhupada has said, you understand. Otherwise how can you understand Prabhupada? You cannot. Here he said, we have intimate relationship, perfect, eternal loving relationship based on rasa. He said rasa here. Huh? I want to speak about rasa. He has hinted only. Huh? One should therefore glorify the Lord in adoration of Santa Rasa or revive his eternal relations with Vishnu as servant of Dasya Rasa, a friend or Sakya Rasa, a parent in Vatsalya Rasa, or a conjugal lover in Madhurya Rasa. All these relations are on the platform of love. Yes. Vishnu, Krishna is the center of love for everyone, and therefore, duty of everyone is to engage in loving service of Krishna. This is called rasa. Rasa bhai saha. He said, rasa bhai saha. Understand me? What is that? Krishna is the reservoir of all rasas, all maids. Mellows, huh? In English rasa you say what? Mellow. Isn't it? Mellow, isn't it? Huh? Rasa vaisa. He is the source, the reservoir of all mellow, and he is mellow himself. Yes, rasa vaisa. Yeah? He is the object of all melts. Sakhya dasya, dasya sakhya vasalya madhya, santo dasya sakhya vasalya, all that object, huh? Munis, yogis, siddhas, karmis, lit karmis, munis, yogis, siddhas. If they do sadhana for cross of life, cannot get Krishna prema, no. Cannot get Krishna prema. They cannot get. Therefore, muni yogi, karmi jnani yogi sokoli osanto, egomatra Krishna bhakto niskama odai vasanto. Understand? He says, santi, peace. Who is peaceful? Krishna bhakta is peaceful. Karmi jnani yogi sokoli osanto. Ekamatra Krishna bhakta niskama odai vasanto. Understand my language? Karmis, they have desire of enjoyment, material enjoyment. Jnanis, they have desire for liberation. Siddhas, they have desire for getting mystic perfection, yoga siddhi. They have all this desire, so they cannot get peace. Ekamatra Krishna bhakta niskama odai vasanto. But the dear devotee of Krishna, he is desireless. He has no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation, no desire for yoga siddhi, nothing. Bhavata bhakti rahi pukitohi. Only desire had to get pure bhakti, sudha bhakti, only devotion only. And that is desirelessness. He is peaceful. Ekamatra Krishna bhakta niskama adaiva santa. Only a Krishna bhakta is free from all sorts of desire for material liberation, material enjoyment or mystic perfection. He is santa. He is peaceful. Vipala. He is peaceful. Otherwise nobody. This Krishna prema is available only in Golok Vrindavan. Nowhere else. Yes, acintya tattva, it is inconceivable. You cannot conceive of it. Only you conceive of lust. How can you conceive love? You have no love, you have lust. So many lusty desires you have in your heart. That is inconceivable. The first rise of prema, this is Ujjala Nilamani. Now, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjala Rupa Pad has discussed. I am just give you a hint only. One chapter, long chapter are there. Only one hint I am giving you. You just understand. Mr. Bhik cannot understand, you just hear now. I am telling my disciples, those who have made some advancement. First rise of prema is called rati. Understand? First rise of prema is called rati. When rati is developed, it has it predominates. Do you understand? It predominates. And all other bhavas become subordinate to it. Do you understand? It is predominating bhava. That is called sthai bhava. Understand? Sthai bhava. What is sthai bhava? English, the permanent basis of ecstatic mellow. That is thai bhava in English. It is abounding in eternal conscious bliss. It becomes the topmost releasable euphoria when it mixes into a beautiful combination along with the following four elements. Vibhava, अनुभाव सात्विक संचारी और व्यभिचारी. I am just giving you a hint only. I am not explaining bit by bit. It will take months together. Do you understand? Vibhava means supporting characters and specific stimulants. Anubhava, there are 13 resultant ecstatic symptoms. Anubhava. 13. Sattvika, 8 especially disruptive ecstatic symptoms. And Sanchari or Vyabhichari, there are 33 transitory assisting emotions. If you speak on it, it will take months together. I'm just giving one hint. Do you understand? Therefore, says Sthai Bhava, it has a Sthai Bhava, that is permanent basis of ecstatic mellow. Sthai Bhava. Rati has four things, I say, vibhava, anubhava, sattvika, vyabhichari, samsari. I tell you. Understand? I tell you. Four things are there. And vibhava has two divisions. Alambana, uddipana. Understand? This is for advanced students. Yes, others may be deaf. Deaf. Cannot. It will never enter into their ears, deaf fellows. For advanced students. Because Prabhupada said about rasa, therefore I'm going to say, just some little, nothing more, little, only little. It's vast subject matter. So, vibhava has two divisions, alambana, uddipana. Understand? Alambana, uddipana. Alambana means, in English, the persons who are foundations of love and between whom love flows reciprocally. That is alambana. And uddipana, the factors which stimulate the awakening of love. That is uddipana. Understand? Vibhava's two divisions, alambana, uddipana. Just hearing. Yes. All right. One day I may ask you a question. Then alambana has also two divisions. Do you follow? What is that? Asraya alambana, visraya alambana. Asraya alambana, visraya alambana. Two divisions, alambana. Krishna is visraya alambana. Understand me? Krishna is the object of love. And asraya-lambana, all premi bhaktas, they are asraya-lambana. Understand? Rasar visoy, rasar asraya. Krishna is the object of love, and pure devotees are premi bhaktas, are abode of love. Asraya visoy. Visoy asraya. Asraya-lambana, visoy-lambana. Understand? Sudhanidhi? Yes. Then comes uddipana. I say uddipana. What is uddipana? Tell me, just now I said. Stimulant. Yes. Uddipana is stimulant. That is, that stimulates. Rasa. The factors which stimulate the awakening of love. Stimulant. Uddipana. What? Seeing what? If you can think of Krishna, that stimulates, that is uddipana. As for example, Vayasi, Nupur, peacock feather. See peacock feather, immediately Krishna comes up. See float, immediately Krishna, Nupur, stimulants. Understand, this is an example. This is uddipana. When the Rati acts, some symptoms appear in the body. You follow? That is vigor, symptoms that nourishes the vibhava. What is vibhava? Bolo? special foundations and stimulants, vibhava. That is vibhava. Understand? Nourishes the vibhava. This is called anubhava. Do you follow? Anubhava. This is called anubhava. What is symptoms? Dances ecstatically. Yes. Sometimes rolls on the ground, sheds tears. Yes. Huh? And sometimes, let's say, faltering voice, choked up voice, isn't it? Huh? These are symptoms and these are known as sattvika bhava, ashtasattvika. Ashtasattvika. Vaivarnya, fading of the color of the body. Swarabhanga, faltering voice. Sambha, mental stupor. And pralaya, physical devastation, destruction. Eight. These are eight.
Destruction?
Huh?
Physical destruction?
Yes, physical devastation.
Devastation.
Understand? He completely forgets his existence. That's physical devastation. That is known as pralaya. These are eight ecstatic eruptions, symptoms. Arthasattvika bhava.
Like Mahaprabhu banging his head on the
wall. Yes, Mahaprabhu exhibited all these things. Mahaprabhu exhibited all these things. Do you understand? Asrukampa sveda pulaka swarabhanga vaibhanya stambha. Murcha, fainting, that is fainting, fainted, as if no life in the body. That's physical devastation. Do you understand? Murcha. Huh?
That's banging his head on the wall.
Yes, sometimes banging, rubbing his nose, yes. Blood comes out, it's all. Yes. So, vyabhichari, sanchari bhav. I said vyabhichari, sanchari bhav. What is that? Tell me. Bolo.
33.
Yes. Sanchari are 33.
Yes.
Transitory assisting emotions. Sanchari. Do you follow? That is sanchari, other name is vyabhichari. Same thing, sanchari or vyabhichari. 33 transitory assisting emotions. 33. Anubhava sanchari. Yes. Is Ujjala Niramani? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. 33. Nirbheda Visadas Amada Daina Grani Srama Unvada Garva Trasa Sanka Vasmruti Avega Alasya Vyadi Moha Mrityu Jarata Vrida Avahitta Smriti, Vitarka, Chapalya, Mati, Chinta, Usukya, Harsa, Druti, Ugra, Oshuya, Nidra, Supti, Amarsa, Bodha. Ujjala Niramani. Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, chapters 29 to 30 speaks about it. Ujjala Niramani, chapter 13 speaks about it. 33. Nirveda, indifference, Vishada, lamentation, Mada, intoxication, Daina, humility, Grani 40, Srama labor, Anumada madness, Garbha pride, Trasa apprehension, Shankha fear, Apasmruti forgetfulness, Avega distraction, Alasya laziness, Vyadhi disease, Moha confusion, Mrityu death, Jadatha inertness, Vrida shyness, Avahitha secretiveness, Smriti, remembrance, vitarka, argumentativeness, chapalya, fickleness, mati, thoughtfulness, chinta, anxiety, asukya, eagerness, harsa, delight, dhruti, patience, agriya, ferocity, asuya, envy, nidra, drowsiness, supti, sleep, amarsa, intolerance, bodha, alertness. There are 33. Huh? 33 sanchari or vibhichari bhava. Understand? So, this is branches, sub-branches, sub-branches, sub-branches. This topic rati comes like that. Big topic. Huh? Mm. So, then this is rasa. Huh? And this is sweet mellow, nectarian mellow. And this should be the realist. Mukhya rati, five. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhurya. Isn't it? Mukhya rati are five. Huh? Huh? And sadhaka, bhakta, was what type of rati? Mela, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, or Madhurya. What type? Every jiva has one type. Do you understand? That is nitya rasa, eternal. Rati bhav. Relationship. He is related with that rasa. Do you understand me? And in that rasa, he offers service to Krishna. And purpose is just to satisfy Krishna. Love Krishna, prema lava. Understand? All type of bhakta, santa bhakta, dasya, sakya, vasala, madhurya. But Mahaprabhu discarded santa. Chari bhava bhakti dhyana acha bhuvan. Mahaprabhu said, I will give four bhavas. Dasya, sakya, vasala, madhurya. No santa. Understand? Why? Why discarded santa? Because this is all discussed in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Do you follow? He discarded santa. Because in santa ras there is no personal relationship. Do you follow? There is no personal relationship in santa rasa. Nirapekhya bhava. Jnani, jnana prabala. Santa ras jnana prabala. That Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Bolo. What Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Yes. Krishna nirapekhya bhava. Impartial. Santaraso bhava Krishna. Mamatagandha hina santaraso bhava Krishna. Mamatagandha hina param brahma paramatma jnana pravina param brahma paramatma jnana pravina. This is for us. Param brahma paramatma jnana pravina. Those are jnani bhaktas. They speak about param brahma paramatma. Let's say, general, do you understand? General and specific. Specific means names come of Krishna, Govinda, Rama, Madhusudana, Gopijana, Vallava. These names will come up. That is, personal relationship comes. But when I speak of Bhagavan, Paramatma, Param Brahma, no specific. Do you understand? Therefore, Mahaprabhu discarded santa. Is mamatagandhahina, nirapekhya bhav, Param Brahma, Paramatma, jnana pravana. Those are jnani bhaktas. They are of that category. They are of that category. Santa. Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll find it. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. 19th chapter, 183-84, 89-202. Bhakta bhede rati bhedo, kancho poro karo, bhakta vedero ti vedo poncio poro caro santoroti dasoroti sakhyoroti aro santoroti dasoroti sakhyoroti aro vasalyaroti madhuroroti ehi pancha bheda vasalyaroti madhuroroti ehi pancha bheda bhakti bhede krishna bhakti rase pancha bheda Rati Bhede Krishna Bhakti Rase Pancha Veda. You find out? 19th chapter, 183-84. What are you doing? 19th chapter, 183-84. Yes. Bhakta Bhede Rati Bheda Pancha Parakar. Yes. Read translation.
According to the devotee, attachment falls within five categories.
Yes.
Shantarati.
Shantarati, yes.
Dasyarati, Sakyarati, Vatsalyarati, and Madhurarati.
Yes.
These five categories arise from the devotee's different attachments to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Godhead. Then he gives the example. Who are Santa Bhaktas? Santa Bhakta Navajogendra Sanakadi Aro Santa Bhakta Navajogendra Sanakadi Aro Dasya Bhavo Bhakta Sarvatra Sevako Paro Dasya Bhavo Bhakta Sarvatra Sevaka Paro. Read.
Examples of Shanta Bhaktas are the nine Yogendras and the four Kumaras.
They are the example of Shanta Bhakta, Navajogendra and four Kumaras. Dasya Bhakta.
Examples of devotees in Dasya Bhakti are innumerable.
Innumerable. All devotees, all are dasas. Yes. You understand? All are dasas. One is Asya Bhakta, one is Sakya Bhakta, one is a Vasalya Bhakta, or one is a Madhurya Bhakta. They are all dasas. Yes, innumerable. Then gives example, who are Sakya Bhaktas? Sakya Bhakta Sridhamadi Ure Bhimarjuna Bhakta Sridhamadi Pure Pima Juna Vasalya Bhakta Mata Pita Jata Guru Jana Vasalya Bhakta Mata Pita Jata Guru Jana. Yes, read.
In Vrindavan, the examples of devotees in fraternity are Sridhama and Sudhama. In Dwarka, the Lord's friends are Bhima and Arjuna.
Pandavas, they are all Sakya Bhaktas. Then Vasalya Bhakta.
In Vrindavan, the devotees in parental love are Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda Maharaj. And in Dwarka, the Lord's parents are Vasudeva and Devaki.
Devaki, they are Vasalya Bhakta. Understand? Example. Then, madhura rase bhakta mukhyo braje gopi gana madhura rase bhakta mukhyo braje gopi gana maisi gana lakshmi gana asankhya gana maisi gana Lakshmi Gana, Asankhya Gana, Madhuras, yes.
The chief devotees in conjugal love are the gopis in Vrindavan, the queens in Dwarka, and the goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha, innumerable, isn't it?
Says these devotees are innumerable.
These devotees are innumerable. Huh? Puna Krishna Rati Hoy Duito Prokaro Puna Krishna Rati Hoy Duito Prokaro Aishwarya Gyana Mishra Kevala Veda Aro Aishwarya Gyana Mishra Kevala Veda Aro.
Attachment for Krishna is divided into two categories.
Two categories, yes.
One is attachment with awe and reverence, and the other is pure attachment without reverence.
Kevala, that's known Kevala, pure. Without mixture of jnana and aishwarya. And one is mixed with jnana and aishwarya. Two categories. Understand? So, bhakti is based on rasa. Yes? Not dry. Understand me? It's based on rasa. And two types. Vaidhi bhakti, raga bhakti. Raganuga. Two types. Do you follow? Vaidhi bhakti has two categories. Sadhana bhakti has two categories. Vaidhi and Raganuga. You understand? Sadhana bhakti has two categories. Vaidhi and Raganuga. Vaidhi means to follow rules, regulations very strictly. Vidhi man. Understand? That is Vaidhi. And you are all come under Vaidhi. Not Raganuga. yes, Vaidhi. Follow rules, regulations, that is Vaidhi. Then, following this one makes advancement, then comes the upper part of sadhana bhakti, that is Raganuga. That is Raganuga, that is spontaneous. That is not artificial. Spontaneous. You understand? Spontaneous. And you have to keep it in your mind. Understand it very well, that those who are such bhaktas, how can they love such bhakti? Only this bhakti vijnana, the science of devotional service, how can they love? By hearing from guru, bona fide guru Baba, not by reading books. No. Books are, so many books are there, but not by reading this, you cannot develop, only by hearing. And serving Guru and getting the mercy, one can understand and can develop it. Yes. Otherwise, nobody can develop artificially. Raga bhakti means Raganuga bhakti is spontaneous, Baba. It's not artificial. It's spontaneous. And this is the first part of sadhana bhakti is Vaidhi. Upper part is Raganuga. Following Vaidhi bhakti, when heart consciousness becomes purified, completely free from the contamination, material contamination, and free from all desires, then Raganuga bhakti will come. Then you follow one of the bhaktas in Brajbhumi. What is your melo, either santa, or dasya, or sakya, or vasalya, or madhurya? Whatever your melo, you'll follow that. I give the examples are given now. Santa bhakta, dasya bhakta, vasalya, sakya bhakta, vasalya bhakta, or madhurya bhakta. You'll follow that. Spontaneous. Understand? That is Raganuga. So, Krishna, Krishna bhakta santa, because he has no desire. Karmi jnani yogi sakaliya santa. Eka matra Krishna bhakta niskama auto eva santa. Isn't it? I quoted that. So, in santa bhakta, santa rase santa rati. Santa rase santa rati. It is impartial, Krishna mamata gandhahina, aishwarya jnana praveena. Therefore, Navajogendra and four Kumaras come up. This is a Santa. Then he say, Krishnatya di prakara aishwarya jnana mushra kevala bheda. One is mixed with jnana and aishwarya, another unmixed, pure love, kevala. Gokule kevala roti aishwarya jnana hina. Gokule kevala roti aishwarya jnana hina. Puri doye vaikunthadye aishwarya praveena. Puri doye vaikunthadye aishwarya praveena. Bolo.
Pure attachment without reverence is found in Goloka Vrindavan.
Only Goloka Vrindavan it is found. Yes.
Attachment in which awe and reverence are prominent is found in the two cities, Mathura and Dwarka, and in Vaikuntha.
And in Vaikuntha. Mathura, Dwarka, Vaikuntha is found aishwarya jnana mishra, mixed. But only Goloka Vrindavan unmixed. Understand? Kevala. Aishwarya jnana pradhane sankochita priti. Aishwarya jnana pradhane dekhile na mane aishwarya kevala roriti. Dekhile na mane aishwarya kevala roriti.
When opulence is very prominent, love of Godhead is somewhat crippled. According to Kevala devotion, however, even though the devotee sees the unlimited potency of Krishna, he considers himself equal with him. When opulence is very prominent, love of Godhead is somewhat crippled.
Somewhat crippled or shrunken. Shrunken. Sankuchita, yes.
According to Kevala devotion, however, even though the devotee sees the unlimited potency of Krishna, he considers himself equal with him.
Considers himself equal with him. Kevala riti dekhile na mane aishwarya. Never. In one of the kunjas, sometimes Krishna appeared in 400 Narayana form. But gopis were searching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Then into that kunja so Narayana, oh Narayana dandavat chalo, we don't want. We want 200. Kishore Krishna, flute in hand, three places, crooked. That we want. We don't want this. This is aishwarya. They don't accept it. Understand? This is what. Santo dasyo rose aishwarya kaha udipana. Santasya rase aishwarya kaudipana. Sakhi vasale madhura rase sankochana. Sakhi vasale madhura rase sankochana. Yes.
On the transcendental platform of neutrality and service, sometimes the opulence of the Lord is prominent. However, in the transcendental mellows of fraternal, conjugal love, the opulence is minimized.
Opulence is minimized. Do you understand? Santa dasya rasa aishwarya. Santa rasa and dasya rasa. May aishwarya. Therefore, in Vaikuntha, two and half rasas are there. Santa, Dasya, half Sakya. Do you understand? Not five, two and a half. Because that's opulence. Sakya Vasale Madhura Rase. Yes. Read again.
On the transcendental platform of neutrality and service.
Neutrality means Santa, service means Dasya. Yes.
Sometimes the opulence of the Lord is prominent.
Opulence is prominent, yes. Then?
However, in the transcendental mellows, the fraternal,
paternal means sakya, vatsalya, and
conjugal love.
Conjugal means madhura.
The opulence is minimized.
Opulence is minimized. Understand? Yes. Then gives example. Vasudeva Deva Kiro Krishna Sarana Bandilo
Vasudeva Kiro Krishna Sarana
Bandilo Aishadya Jnani Duharo Mane Bhaya Ilo Aishadya Jnani Dumaro Mane Bhaya Ilo. Gives example, Vasudeva and Devakis, Melo is Vatsalya Rasa. But what type? Gives example.
When Krishna offered prayers at the lotus feet of his mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki, they both felt awe, reverence and fear.
Awe and reverence and fear, yes.
Due to knowledge of his opulences.
Do you understand? Vasudeva Devaki is Vasalya, Nandasa Vasalya, there is difference. Do you understand? Nandasa, no one reverence. Vasudeva Devaki has one reverence. Because in Mathura, Mathura is mixed. Aishwarya Jnana Mishra. Do you understand? Aishwarya Jnana Mishra is mixed with Aishwarya Jnana. Therefore, one reverence. Vasudeva Devaki, they offer prayer. Yes. But Nandas are never offered prayer to Krishna. Our son. Do you follow me? So, Aishwarya Jnana Duhar Mane Bhaya Hela. They became afraid. Yes. কৃষ্ণর বিশ্বরূপ দেখি অর্জুনের হইল ভয় কৃষ্ণের বিশ্বরূপ দেখি অর্জুনের হইল ভয় কঠ ভাবে ধাষ্টকে মা ওয় করিয়া বিনয় সখ্য ভাবে দাস্তকমাপ করিয়া বিনয় দি সখ্য রস অফ অর্জুন ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ডিফার্স ফ্রম দি সখ্য রস অফ কাউহার্ড বয়েস গিভস এক্সাম্পল
When Krishna manifested his universal form, Arjuna became reverent and fearful.
Fearful. Arjuna has sakya ras, but it is mixed with the jnana and aishwarya. That became fearful. Yes.
Arjuna became fearful and he begged forgiveness for his past impudence to Krishna as a friend.
That came out. He Krishna, he Jadava, he Sakaiti. I have addressed like that. I don't know, you are so great. Then begged apology, excuse. You see? It is Arjuna Sakya Ras with awe and reverence. Is known as Sambrahma Sakhyo. There's no underbrand, that's Vishrama Sakhyo, the coward boys. They climbed up to the shoulder of Krishna. No underbrand, isn't it? They climbed up to the shoulder of Krishna. They are equal with Krishna. Oh, Krishna, tumi keno bada, tumi ami soman. Krishna, you are great. No, you and I, we are equal. They snatch away morsels of food from the lips, mouth of Krishna, and Krishna snatches away food from their mouth. Where is awe and reverence? But Arjuna has awe and reverence. Yes. Yes. And Uddhava's Sakya is also awe and reverence. Yes. Jnana Prabhu. He is Jnani Bhakta. Jnana Misha. Therefore, to bring him to the pure love, Krishna sent him to Brajabhumi, go to Brajabhumi. And he will see gopis, then it will change. Jnana chari bhakti pade vande. Then he says, he'll condemn himself. What? Bhakti I have? No bhakti, no love, Krishna. Such love they have. then we'll aspire for the dust from the lotus feet. Huh? Do you understand? Padrinu avikrasa. Aspire for Uddhava. Then my life will be successful, you think. Otherwise my life is useless. This is all there. Krishna jadi rukmini re kaila pori haso. Krishna jadi rukmini re
kaila pori haso.
Krishna sari venodani rukmini rahilo traso. Krishna sari venani rukmi rahila trasu. Then madhura rasi, maishi gana madhura rasi mukhya braja braja gopi gana maishi gana lakshmi gana asankhya gana. Damsels of braja bhumi, they are madhura ras, but maishi gana the wives of Krishna in Dwarka and Lakshmi in Vaikuntha, they are all madhurasa, but their difference. Difference is there. Do you understand? The madhurasa of Mahishis and Lakshmis, that is mixed. Jnana and Aishwarya. That says.
Well, though Krishna was joking with Queen Rukmini, she was thinking that he was going to give up her company. And she was therefore shocked.
Shocked. Krishna caught jokes with his wife, Rukmini, first wife. Oh, Rukmini, why did you accept me? Your brother Rukma, had invited Shishupal. Yes. Do you understand? He's king. I am a cowherd boy. I'm not king. Coward boy, why did you accept me? You committed wrong. Just cutting jokes. Because husband and wife, they cut jokes with their brother. Yes. Isn't it? Those are grosses, they know it. They cut jokes with husband and wife. The Krishna cut some jokes with them. Do you understand? Now there is time. You may go. Krishna said, then Rukmini became shocked. Oh, why Krishna is saying this thing? Will you leave me? Became shocked. You understand? Yes. That mixed mixture. Jnana Aishwarya Mishra. Then Priti Sankuchita. Aishwarya Jnana Pradhane Sankuchita Priti. Aishwarya Dekhile Nijo Samandha Namane. Yes.
In the state of Kevala, unalloyed devotion, a devotee does not consider the unlimited opulence of Krishna.
Never consider, yes.
Even though he experiences it, he takes seriously only his own relationship with Krishna.
As I give example in the Krishna appeared and 400 from Narayana, one of the Kunjas, the gopis are searching where he went, where he disappeared. Oh, Narayana Dandavat, chalo. We don't want him. You see, this is Kevala. Only want Kishore Krishna, 11 year, 10 year, 11 year old. Very beautiful Krishna, cowherd boy, three places, curved, flute, peacock feather. Well, that we want only. Not this. Understand? This is the examples there, rasa, rati, difference, different varieties. In Brahma Bhavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami has also explained, Rupa Goswami also explained, there is difference, different types of bhaktas, yes, different type of devotee. Sanatana Goswami, Brahma Bhavatamrita, first he says Indra is a devotee also. But superior type of devotion of Indra is the devotion of Brahma. Then superior to Brahma's devotion is Shiva's devotion. Shiva Vaishnava, Shiva's devotion. And superior to Shiva's devotion is Prahlad's devotion. Separate Prahlad devotion is Hanuman's devotion. Dasya Bhakta Hanuman. Separate Hanuman's devotion is the devotion of Pandavas. Then, superior to that, devotion of Jadavas. Superior to that, devotion of the Mathura Vasis, the inhabitants of Mathura. Superior to that, the devotion of Braja Vasis. Then, whatever Braja Vasis they have, the Gopis' devotion is superior. Do you understand? Of other devotion of other Brajavasis. Of the all gopis, devotion of Srimati Radhani is topmost. It's all discussed in Brodha Bhagavatamrita. And Rupa Goswami also has discussed all these points in Ujjal Nilamani Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Do you follow? And these are to be discussed when the Melo Rasa question comes. Prabhupada only hinted here. This rasa, this rasa, this rasa, this rasa. Lessons in platform love, center of love, Krishna and Vishnu, center of love of everyone. Therefore, the duty of everyone to engage in loving service. Loving service. Do you understand? Stated by Supreme Personal Godhead, Bhagavata, Jesang Aham Priya Atma Sutascha Sakya Sakha Guru Sruhuda Daivam Ishtam. Any form of life we are related with Vishnu is the most beloved super soul, son, friend, guru. Yes. This is Rasa Rati chapter, very vast. Prabhupada only touch it. I gave a little hint to you. Only little hint, very little, nothing else. The vast subject matter. Just a few things I may say and stop it. No more. You cannot digest so much. It will become indigestion, Isn't it? If you give ghee to a frog, you cannot digest it. You are a frog. It will become indigestion, Sadha Saranagati, Atmanivedan. Understand? Without this, one cannot get perfection. Sadha, unflinching faith. Sadhu Guru Vakya. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. Sadhu Shastra Guru. Unflinching faith, Saranagati, complete surrender. Atmanivedan, complete dedication. These three. You develop, then you'll achieve perfection. Do you understand? When doing bhajan or sadhan, three things you have to remember. First is tattva, second is tathya, third is nirata-tatparya. Understand? Sachitana hai. You are all sadhakas. Isn't it? Practicing sadhan bhakti, doing bhajan. Isn't it? Three things you have to keep in mind. First is tattva, second is tathya, third is lila-tatparya. Tattva, one should understand Krishna in tattva. Janman-karmam-te-me-divyam-evam-jogiti-tattva-taha. Tekva-deyahum-punar-janmanayati-sammangiti-arjuna, isn't it? My birth, my appearance, my activities are led as not material, transcendental. One should understand it in tattva. How can one understand tattva? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnana jnanina tattva darsina. Tadvijnanarthaṁ sa gurunge bhavi gacchet samitpāni sutriyam brahmanishtam. You should approach such a guru who is the seer of truth, tattva darsi. Understand? Tattva-darsina, who is the seer of truth, knower of truth, tattva-drashta, tattva-jñāta. Approach such a guru. Otherwise I can understand tattva. Adya-jñāna-tattva-prajī-prajīndra-kumār. Brajendra Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, in Brajbhumi is of the Jnana Tattva. Absolute truth. One is seer. Who sees him? Yes. Knows him. After such a guru, then you can understand Tattva. Otherwise, how can you understand? Pranipata Pariprasana Seva. Three processes. Surrender. Serve him. Please him. Humbly inquire. Tattva jigyasa. Then you'll impart tattva jnana. Then by his mercy, who's the guru, you can have it. Otherwise, how can you understand Krishna tattva, fasting tattva? Then you can surupabalabdhi, hear from him. Then surupabalabdhi, then by hearing, putting complete faith, completely surrendering unto him, by his mercy, then you can understand what is my Swarup. Yes. What rasa I am related? Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Ramadurya. Then that will reveal to you. Understand me? Sudhanidhi? Yes. This is Swarup of Dhi. Second is Tathya. First is Tattva, second is Tathya. Tathya means what is the real fact? Vyapar, Prakrut Vyapar. That means based on transcendental knowledge. Understand? Then you acquire transcendental knowledge. Third is Leela Tatparja. What is the purport of this Leela? Leela Tatparja. What is the purport of this Leela? Three things you have to always keep in mind during sadhana, bhajan. All Leelas of Krishna are based on tattva. On tattva. And this is to be released. So sweet nectar and mellow is there. This is to be released. It is not that a story that the grandmother tells story to grandchildren. It's not that story, Baba. It is Leela Tatparja. That means it is to be released, such mellow, nectar and mellow. Then your heart will be enlightened. You feel such blissfulness in your heart. Do you understand? Then the examples of Sakya. Rasa is there, Sakya Rasa example. Vatsalya Rasa example of Mother Jasoda bound. Sakya Rasa example, Vasudya Rasa example. Mother Nanda Maharaj Rasa. Jasoda, Jarasa, Mother Jasoda, Vatsalya Rosh, Sakya Rosh, Siddham Sugar. These rasas. Then Madhurya Rosh, Gopis. All the examples are there, isn't it? This is Rasa chapter, Rati chapter, vast branches, sub-branches are there. I give just little bit to you, just digest it, this much. All right, thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, samaveta bhakta binda ki jai. भागवत कथामृत की जाए भागवत कथामृत रस पिपासु भक्त वृंद की
इस क्वेश्चन ऑफ अर्जुन एंड उद्धव इट्स उद्धव सुपीरियर अर्जुन इन टर्म्स ऑफ हिज पोजीशन उद्धव एंड अर्जुन व्हिच वाज सुपीरियर
उद्धव यस Therefore he sent Uddhava to Brahma. He said, Natadhame Priyatamatma Juni, Na Sankara, Na Sankarsana, Na Sri Naibhatma Dutha Bhavad. He said it to Uddhava. You understand? Yes. So you are late.
Yeah, I was driving.
No attraction.
I was driving.
Yes. No eagerness.
This tattva, the tattva darshi, is of three types. It says Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavatiti, Sabdite. The jnanis and the impersonalists, they can realize Brahman and Paramatma.
Yes, yeah.
But Bhagavan realization or Krishna,
complete, yes.
That is only meant for Paramahamsas.
Yes.
Only they can realize the absolute truth
of Krishna. Who knows Bhagavan? He knows what is Brahma, what is Paramatma. He knows everything. So, he's poor, but they are partial. Huh? Isn't it? The story is told. Some blind man went to see elephant. Blind man. One blind man just touched the leg of elephant, said, "What is elephant?" "Oh, like a pillar, like a pillar. Elephant is like a pillar." One blind man touched the body. "What is it? How it is?" "Like a wall, wall." "Yes." "Huh?" "One touched his tail. How it is? Like a rope." And they are quarreling among themselves. "Hey, what is, how is elephant?" "Oh, it's like a pillar." "No, it's like a rope." "No, it's a wall." Quarreling among themselves. No complete realization, partial only. One completely knows what is elephant. So yes. What he says is only partial, not complete. One knows Bhagavan, he knows what is Brahma, what is Paramatma. Yes, he has complete relation.
The Prabhupada says in the purport, he says that only Paramahamsa can know Bhagavan.
Yes. Who can know? His object of love, Baba. You know love, how can you know him, Baba? Only partial. Yes. Otherwise, how can you understand this tattva? Deep, very important tattva, rasa tattva. Not easy thing. Not easy.
Not easy. Like hearing.
Hearing from such a devotee. Oh, is rasika. Not rasa, is rasika vakta. And they are discarding rasa. Rasika, Jivis rule. Don't speak rasika. Yes. Don't speak. Yes.
You say Prabhupada didn't want so much talk about this Raganuga.
Why? See, when he was preaching, he's preaching to the in the Western world, how can they understand? He's only teaching you ABCD. And they're still saying, Gaudiya. Oh, Swami Maharaj taught only ABCD, Baba. Mm. Still saying. I challenge.
Yes.
He has taught everything, not ABCD. Then I am speaking on it. Yes, I am his disciple.
You're defending.
Take him to
make them mum. Mm. Yes. Otherwise, they will say. Yes. How can I tolerate? A disciple can tolerate? No. Stop! Then I speak on this topic. Yes. No, you can't say. Prabhupada says everything in my book. Yes, he has given everything. You try to go deeper most. Then you can collect. You have to float on the surface, you collect only fish. No ratna.
Why didn't Prabhupada speak about this to people? Was there anyone qualified at that time to understand?
Nobody was qualified. Nobody. Why he'll speak? Nobody is qualified. Why he'll speak? Huh? Only he hinted. And he left. All right, we'll make. Someone is curious, make advancements, then we'll inquire, then we can get it. Yes.
Then they say, "Well, why? We're all frogs and crows, so why are we getting the opportunity now to hear?"
You want to remain as crows and frogs always? don't want to become swan, only to crow. Crow means filthy things, garbage. Kakati thavad. They rejoice in garbage. They get garbage, crows are very delighted.
Is this what you meant when you said yesterday that the devotees are not following Prabhupada's instructions because they're not explaining? That's what you're referring to?
You understand.
So why should they stop people who have some eagerness to want to not be a crow? We want to be more than a crow. So what is the problem?
Fun. Yes. If it becomes fun, then crows will be belittled. Don't allow him to become fun. Yes. Pull down his leg.
we become sahajiyas if you just get into those topics, those high topics.
Sahajiyas, they are cheaters, Baba. Artificially posed. It's not artificiality, Baba. I say spontaneous. Yes, spontaneous is not artificiality. Just
Maharaj,
imitate. Artificially, they are sahajiyas. Agh bhakti comes, this is spontaneous, Baba. Prabhupada says it is spontaneous. When that time will come, it will come up. Don't artificially pose. Prabhupada gave one example. The time of rising of the sun is there and morning will come, the sun will rise. How can you make the sun rise at midnight? Don't do it.
We give the instruction to always think of Krishna and put Krishna on the platform of love. So if we're very fallen, how can we do that without being considered artificial or premature in our...
Therefore, we teach you how can you do it. If you chant pure name, automatically you develop. Offenseless name, automatically you develop. Nirapuradi nam loile paya Krishna prema. Yes. But chanting is offenseless, pure, you develop Krishna prema. But you are not chanting pure name. Either nama bhasa or nama para. You are chanting, not pure name. So
Krishna is not coming.
No. Though Mahaprabhu gives, but you cannot have it.
So, of course, there has been lots of criticism of yourself discussing something in public that Mahaprabhu himself would never discuss in the public.
What?
Like the subject of Rashtatva, things like that. That Mahaprabhu never discussed this in the public.
When there is no real, let's say, audience who can receive it, why it will be said? That's a fact. Yes. Why didn't Prabhupada say? Because we are preaching in Western country, Baba. This is natural javanas. They need only ABCD. Therefore he taught ABCD. They have not gotten even bhakti adhikar, therefore it's stressed on varnasya dharma. You have karma adhikar. No bhakti adhikar, have not developed it. Therefore it's spoken to this, yes. Varnasya dharma, varnasya dharma. He knows why he'll speak about it.
So then they'll say,
what is your adhikar? Unless you get adhikar, how can you get it? First deserve, then get. You don't deserve it, no? How can you get it? That's a fact. He did Acharya Leela. He gave a hint. Therefore he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is the highest thing. Why he translated in Chaitanya Charitamrita? He gave a hint only.
First book he gave was Krishna book, 10th canto.
Yes.
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He wanted...
And also the Nectar Devotion School of...
Only summary study. Nectar Devotion summary study. Not detail. Summary study. Just a hint. I said, gave a hint. This is goal. He said, this is a goal. You have to attain.
So when they said this should be internal only, Sandra should be not internal, it should not be expressed.
This is internal, yes. It's not external. Internal thing. Yeah, Mahaprabhu was doing that thing. When some bohiranga, outsiders are there, he suppresses the bhav. Yes, he never exposes. When some internal devotee is there, then it comes up.
Same thing with Srila Gurudev.
Yes. Same thing with All acharyas, Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, everybody. Yes. When such thing comes up, cannot be suppressed. He gets up from Vyasasan, runs into the room and bolts the door from inside. Then it explodes, yes.
Yeah. What's the difference between Shudhanam and Premanam?
Shudhanam is Premanam. Pure name that gives Prema is Premanam. That is Shudhanam, same. All right. Understand? Yes.
When a disciple realizes his rasa, how can he determine whether it's not coming from his false ego?
He said, "How can it? If he realizes his rasa, how can he determine that it's not coming from his false ego?"
I can't understand.
How can he know whether it's real or not?
Maybe it is my saying.
The only you feel some inspiration.
Is that true or not?
Baba, it is a question of revelation.
Yes.
It will be revealed to you.
Yes.
It's not that artificial you pose. You pose like that? No. No artificiality. It's completely spontaneous, Baba.
It's just like you were saying in Vrindavan, that when someone serves without duplicity, that the Guru will reveal himself to that person, that the Guru is seeing him. Is that the same?
Seer and seen. Mm-hmm. He thinks I am the seer.
Mm-hmm.
A guru is to be seen.
Yes.
Just completely opposite.
Yes.
You are not seer, guru is seer, and you are to be seen.
So when you're ready to have your sarup revealed to you, it's automatic?
That is automatic, spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Not an easy thing that all will get it.
So in the Jagat Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was pointed out when the how I think Vajana who's the Guru revealed his form, his swarup. In the Javadam Bhagavan Thakur was wrote how this devotee, how the Guru revealed to him his swarup.
Who can see Baba? So Guru will not reveal people everybody. But everybody cannot see. One who gets the mercy of Guru, one who develops that vision, only he can see.
But the guru can tell this person, okay, no.
No, never says like that. Never says.
No. In
Javadama,
actually,
the guru, he asked him, what are your symptoms? What are your activities? And then based on his response, then the guru said, okay, you are here. But it didn't come automatically by the guru.
Guru generally never says like that. Guru teaches how you can realize it, how to be revealed to you. Generally not said. Then you may pose artificial.
Imitation.
You never said like that.
Is that called Siddha Pranali? Is that what they call Siddha Pranali?
We don't accept such thing. We don't accept such thing. Siddha Pranali of that.
There was one devotee Gurudev who thought he was a peacock, so he was practicing.
No,
to be a peacock.
Only posing and pretending only.
Yes.
Nothing else. Therefore is not generally not spoken, not said like that.
It's revealed
then
in the
we give the process, you adopt the process, then automatically it will be revealed. Yes.
So if one have affinity for a specific group, a particular group, that one has a particular inclination in a specific group of
yes, that will be natural attraction. Natural attraction. Yes, that's your sakya vasalena bhagava, natural attraction. Natural.
Even if anarthas are still there, there would still be.
No.
It doesn't happen until.
Anartha nibhuti comes nishtha. When it comes nishtha stage, that's just the beginning. Nishtha hoite upuja premier paranga. As long as anarthas are not gone, still gross forms of anarthas are gone, still bhava stage also some subtle forms of anarthas are there. Mm. Yes.
Yes, you give that example with King Jad Bharat.
You understand? Bharat Maharaj, yes. So but the platform of nishtha, the gross forms are gone. And just little beginning only. Beginning. Nishtha.
Nishtha, is it like glimpse? You get some glimpse? It's coming and going?
Nishtha means nirantarjya, constant thinking, that thing. Your mind will never be fickle at that stage.
It's not oscillating anymore.
No more oscillation. No. That is nishtha stage. Prithitattvara nama nishthikata. Do you understand? Then his particular form, he is attracted to particular form, according to rasa. Do you understand? On a sakya rasa, is particular, that is surup siddhi. Particular form, what is that? Krishna is bound up. Mother Yashoda is bound up. Krishna, grinding motor, and his friends, how they are feeling very sorrow, distressed. Our friend is in bondage, how to release them? You understand? Or Sakyarash, how they are playing, coward boys with Krishna, and Sridham Gopo is climbing, shoulder of Krishna. That is their form, we want to see that form. He is attracted to that. Then he should understand that his rasa is Sakyarash. Do you understand?
That form that manifests at that point, rasa has to be available, understood at that time.
Yes. Surup siddhi, that is surup siddhi. Do you understand that form? You follow?
One question. This is from the. This is about the jiva issue, about the jiva situation.
Why are you putting that? We are discussing rasa.
Yeah.
Chalo. Chalo, chalo, chalo. Bago, bago, get out.
What could I do to serve you and Krishna?
You chant nicely. Understand? Do sadhu sangha. Hear Krishna katha from sadhu. Understand? Completely surrender. You should accept guru. What guru says, then you have to do. Understand?
Yes.
Thank you.